Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff is on the campaign trail with the candidates as well. She was with John Huntsman yesterday and right now is at Mojo's Restaurant in Manchester, where Ron Paul met breakfast diners this morning. Good morning, Monica. What's the scene like there?
Bob, Ron Paul's visit was on time, but very brief. He swept through in under 5 or 10 minutes, it seemed like, greeted a few voters, and then went out and has been delayed in the parking lot by the hundreds of reporters surrounding him, wanting a minute with him. He had reserved a few tables to actually eat breakfast, but he never sat down and had time to. His wife was here, too, though, and she was signing the family cookbooks. I'm going to talk to the voters again in a few minutes, but, you know, they were hoping to shake his hand and ask him a few questions, but never really got the chance. And this is his only public event today in New Hampshire. He hasn't spent as much time here as other candidates, really meeting voters. He's had his son doing a lot of campaign events for him. And this is the last day of campaigning before the election, but this is his one and only event open to the public.
All right, let's talk about John Huntsman. What did Huntsman do on the campaign trail yesterday?
Well, after the morning debate, he went to a coffee shop in Hampstead. He was very energized. So this visit followed the morning debate, as I said, where he criticized Romney for being part of the reason politics are so divisive, which I think was a memorable moment in that debate. There were around 100 people who crammed in to see him. And Huntsman looked like he just stepped off the set of Top Gun. He was wearing a bomber jacket and jeans. He jumped on the top of the coffee counter and shouted to the crowd that he feels the momentum.
There's not going to be a coronation, folks. There's not going to be an establishment anointed candidate who all of a sudden steps in. You got to earn the right for people's vote. So we're going around the state, and you know what else? I need your help. Can I get your help?
Huntsman staked his campaign on New Hampshire, holding more than 160 events here, and he has been moving up a bit in the polls.
From what you've seen out on the campaign trail, Monica, where's his lead Newt Gingrich at the moment?
Well, it leaves him with a little momentum, but a lot of people interested in what he has to hear to say. He's been holding a lot of town hall meetings. I went to one yesterday in Manchester at a Mexican restaurant. But he's a little pedantic in these town hall meetings. He's like a history professor. He gives very long-winded answers. And the voters there did seem excited by his proposal to create a way for undocumented immigrants who've been in the U.S. for a long time to become citizens. And Gingrich also lamented that big money in politics is bad for democracy. But he didn't mention that his political action committee received a $5 million contribution from one donor, which will help Gingrich be a lot more competitive with TV ads.
So, Monica, we've got about a minute. Give us the rundown. Tell us how the candidates are spending their last day campaigning across the Granite State before voters have their say tomorrow.
Well, as I said, Ron Paul, this is it. After this quick breakfast event, he has no public event. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, who was in South Carolina all day yesterday and is coming off a very close second to Mitt Romney in Iowa, he's back today with a lot of events crammed into one day. He's got three what he calls faith, family, and freedom town hall meetings. Then John Huntsman is doing what he's been doing a lot of in New Hampshire, dropping by diners, bakeries for very quick appearances. And Gingrich has the most packed schedule, 12 events, a lot of news shows, 2 town hall meetings, and a couple of meet and greets. And finally, Rick Perry is in South Carolina.
WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff joining us live on the phone this morning from Manchester. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Stay with WBUR through the day today as we bring you more coverage from New Hampshire before the presidential primary tomorrow. And then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we'll have live coverage of the results.